that, you know, all those things are there. But then again, I know the truth concerning me. I know the weakness. I said in a recent, someone asked me what my greatest strength was, and I said that it's knowing my weaknesses. Knowing my weaknesses made me strong. Well, that is a strong thing about me. It's like, it's, because it's honestly, knowing your weak, not knowing your weaknesses can be a great weakness. But knowing where you are weak can be a great strength. Because you know where to watch yourself. You know how to guard yourself. You know the areas which you are vulnerable in. And I thank God for it. Give me a certain amount of circumspection. That's good. God doesn't want anyone glorying in his presence. But we will glory with him and glory in him, right? And we're going to glory and joy before God. But meaning in a sense, obviously this is, all things are given in perspective. In the perspective of,
Lord, I approach you. I have found you at last, God. By my wisdom and my understanding, I sought out your book. And I looked through all the religions of the world, and I finally came to the Bible. And I read in it. And I discerned the things that were wise. I discerned the things that were foolish.
I mean, even then you could say, well, the book was there, you know, for you to find. But God has set all these snares and all these things that divide and separate and make and exclude. So that no flesh would be glorying in his sight. God has chosen that in this world it would be the things that the world does not esteem that he would be pleased with. This is according to his choosing. You know, he took counsel on himself. This is how he decided it was going to be. It isn't that he just let the world run and said, all right, let's go the opposite. No, no. This is all from his purposes. This isn't just like running on autopilot. Well, more like that than actually, than this isn't just running on itself. According to our counsels, according to our will, it's running according to his will, according to his counsels. Of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who God made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification. Oh, I hit that verse. I love that verse. Of God, Christ has made to us all these things. That is the preaching of the cross. That Christ, through his sacrifice, is made these things to us. Through not just his sacrifice, through his ascension, through his resurrection. Because he sits at the right hand of God. We're not just preaching Christ died, but that he rose again. Yea, and is even ascended into heaven. And even now makes intercession for us. That is the gospel. That is good news. Jesus didn't just die. He rose. And not only did he rise from the dead, he rose into heaven. No man is ascended into heaven, but he that came down from heaven. Even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And he is in heaven making intercession for us. According to the will of God. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. I glory in the Lord. Because I was weak and he made me strong. God did all this for me. Not only that, all the gifts I had from the beginning, he gave me. What I was born with, he gave me. God gave it to me. He formed me in the womb. He knit me in the belly. I don't totally discount the things he gave me. No, but I discount them in as much as by those things I couldn't do anything. It wasn't enough. It was by his gift in the midst of my life. And all, even my life is a gift. And so I thank him for all. I'm thankful for all the gifts, all the good things he gave me. And then the things that the world despises, I thank him the most. Because if I hadn't been weak, if I hadn't had something on the basis of which for him to call me. If I was whole, I wouldn't need him. If in this world I felt like a whole person, I wouldn't need God. It's the things that are screwed up, the things that are not right, the things that don't, you know, but the people who love it and who are in it and who seek after it and whose lust is in it, whom the world makes whole, even if they're not whole in it, even if they're never satisfied with what they get, but they still want more. You have to be looking elsewhere. You have to be looking for something more. That our glorying might be in God. Because in Christ Jesus, He is made unto us the righteousness. He is our righteousness. Not just because it's imputed, not just because it's written down on a pad of paper somewhere, or in the mind of God, but because it's actually being given to us by faith in a promise. And a promise that is of none effect is no promise at all. It's a lie. But a promise that is made effectual by the power of God working in your life, that is a true promise of God. That is the promises of the gospel.